Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
There's been quite a bit of talk lately on how the best way to construct an overtime session that is fair to both teams in the NFL to decide a winner when the games are tied at the end of regulation. We're going to talk about that, ways to improve it, and some looks at the other levels of football, all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And what could be more positive than two teams playing equal football tied at the end of regulation? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do, I want to tell you about something else very positive. The very positive vibe and feedback I'm getting from our new newsletter from Pigpen Sports. Yeah, we cover everything on Pigskin Dispatch, everything on Jersey Dispatch, everything on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast and Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as our friends over at Sports History Network for bringing a whole bunch of great things. And don't forget Orville Mulligan, anything new happening there too with that great podcast we have going on. But we take all of that and put it into one newsletter that you get in your email inbox each and every day if you sign up for the subscription. It's free. All you have to do is put your name in, put your email address in, and you can unsubscribe at any time. But I think you're going to love it. You're going to about 6:30 a.m. Eastern every single day in your email inbox, you'll get the Pigpen Sports newsletter of the day. And like I said, it's going to have everything that's going on all the great websites that you love on sports history. So make sure you check that out. You can sign up by looking at the link in the show notes of this podcast or on pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com under the email sign up form. I think you're going to love it. Now let's get to our topic of the day. And it's going to be a real hot topic. This is airing brand new on Tuesday, March 29th, and it's a big day in the NFL at the NFL owners' meetings down in West Palm Beach, Florida, where they're going to be talking about a plethora of things, but none bigger than the big, you know, elephant in the room, and that's overtime rule revision for the NFL. And you know, let's study a little bit about that rule, and we're going to talk about overtime rules, and I'm going to tell you from an officiating standpoint what the rules are. Remember, I used to be a zebra. So, not in the NFL, but at high school, and I'm going to tell you about that level too. So, let's look at the 2021 overtime rules, the way they currently are, the way they just got done playing the football season we just got done watching, you know, a couple months ago. Well, the 2021 NFL rulebook says that in the regular season, there shall be a maximum of one 10-minute period, even if the second team has not yet had the opportunity to possess a ball, or if its initial possession has not ended. If the score is tied at the end of the period, the game shall result in a tie. The playoffs, they're going to have a 15-minute overtime session, or the second team's initial possession has not ended, and yada, yada. So basically what they're saying is regular season 10-minute period, and if one team holds on to the ball for that whole 10 minutes and doesn't score, well, it's a tie at the end of that. In the playoffs, one 15-minute session, and if the second team's initial possession is not ended, overtime period will begin and the play will continue regardless of how many 15-minute periods are necessary. They'll just keep playing till there is a winner. But the element of sudden death is definitely involved in this. The NFL loves a sudden death. It started back in the early 50s, I think like 1952, when they were having a play-in game to see who would make the playoffs, didn't happen in that game that they intended it for. Ended up happening a season or two later. You can read about that. A great article by our friend Timothy P. Brown over on his website, Fields of Friendly Strife. He wrote a great article on overtime games, best of all time, in his article back in January of 2022. It's excellent. I have a link to it on pigskindispatch.com for this overtime rules thing down in the credits. Make sure you check that link out because it is an absolutely fantastic article that Tim wrote, and it goes back into some really great games. But let's get back to this modern overtime. So I guess the poster child of why this is such a popular topic at this owners meeting is, you know, we had some really close games in the playoffs. This is probably the best NFL playoffs ever. It was the expanded format. There was more teams than ever, but the best gameplay, the most evenly matched from the divisional round to the championship weekend to the Super Bowl. Just excellent playoff. Wild card weekend, not so much, especially if you're a Steelers fan. But, you know, those later rounds, just fantastic. So one game in particular, though, that Bills Chief divisional game played in January 2022. And it was just, the last 2 minutes were probably the most fantastic minute 54 that maybe we've ever seen in NFL playoff history. You know, they had, 25 points scored in less than 2 minutes at the end of an NFL game and an NFL divisional playoff game of two very good teams. Let's recap what happened here just to remind you. So we have just at the two-minute warning, it's Chiefs 26, Bills 22, and 1:54 left in the fourth quarter. Buffalo scores after a 7-minute and 1-second drive, 17 plays in all. Dramatic 4th-and-13. Quarterback Josh Allen, the Bills, steps back, finds Gabriel Davis. It's the first touchdown and first lead of, not the first touchdown, but the first lead by Buffalo since the first quarter, since early in the game. So now Bills are up 29-26. 1:02 left on the clock. Kansas City strikes as quarterback Patrick Mahomes finds speedster Tyreek Hill on a 64-yard touchdown toss to complete a 5-play, 75-yard drive in just 52 seconds. So now it is the Chiefs 33, Bills 29. And with just 13 seconds left on the clock, Allen again finds Davis to cap off a 5-play, 75-yard drive. And it sure feels like this game is over with 13 seconds left. You know, there's no way that Kansas City can get down the field. And, you know, they're down by three now, 36-33. No way they're going to come back and tie this game up to take it to overtime. Well, just like they say on the knife commercials. But wait, there's more. And there was more. The Chiefs, in those 13 seconds, brilliant drive, get within field goal range with zeros on the clock. The Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, nails a 49-yard field goal to tie the game, end of regulation, tie game, overtime rules. We just talked about what those overtime rules are. So in overtime, the Chiefs get the ball. They go on a torrid 75-yard drive, score a touchdown. Don't allow the Bills, Josh Allen, the Bills offense to even see the field in the extra stanza. Chiefs move on into playoffs. Empty feeling for fans all over the place. I know Bills Mafia, you're going crazy. You don't want to hear about this nightmare again. But the rest of us that really had no rooting interest in the game just wanted to see good football, and we did. And we felt like we were robbed when we didn't get to see the Bills be able to come back and respond to that. You know, these two teams, these offenses, just went at it like, you know, prize fighters in the middle of the ring in 15th round, and it's all on the line. You know, punch for punch, they're going at each other. These two great, brilliant young quarterbacks, great wide receivers, you know, the offensive coordinator scheming up the plays and just taking advantage wherever they can. It was absolutely magnificent. And in overtime, Chiefs drive, they score, game over. What? We were robbed. We were robbed. And the NFL knows that. And the owners' meeting knows that. And they know they have to reform. But what do they do? Well, I guess before we lay out on a table some of the possibilities. Let's look at what some of the other levels of football do. Let's start off with the NCAA. Now, starting in the 2021 season, the NCAA brass approved a change to the overtime rules. Teams will be required to run a two-point conversion play after a touchdown when the game reaches a second overtime period. But what's their overtime period? Well, they take each team, gets a series from the opposition's 25-yard line. They can get a first down, get a new series of downs. They can do that twice if they, they have 25 yards to get to the goal line. And, when their series is over, they've either scored a touchdown, they scored a safety, or, sorry, a field goal. The other team has taken over on downs, has gained possession of a loose ball, scored a safety. You know, there's things that could happen there. Then the other team gets a chance to the ball unless they scored a defensive score, either touchdown or safety. Now, this started back in 1995 when they did these overtime rules, and it's really an exciting game. Now, this past season, I think we had the Penn State-Iowa game. Saw the full application of this new rule going to the two-point plays after the fifth overtime period. And, they just started shelling out these two-point scores. It was actually kind of crazy. But the best thing about it that's better than what the NFL is doing is both offenses get the same opportunity on the field. The defenses can shut them down, but at least they both have an opportunity to be first and 10 from the opposition's 25-yard line. They both get a chance in the overtime session. That's what makes it fair. It's kind of an exciting thing to watch. Now, if you want real excitement, you got to go to the level that I officiated at, the National Federation of High School Sports, NFHS, high school level. For the high school game, it's very similar to the college game, but you have the ball, each team, first and goal from the opposition's 10-yard line, and they each have a chance at that series, and it makes for some high drama in this extra session. Like the NCAA rules, the NFHS has the element of fairness as both teams have equal opportunity from their opposition's 10-yard line to score. Just, it makes it very fair. I'm not saying the NFL should do that. I'm not saying they should do the high school or the college rule. But I think that both offenses should have opportunity to do it. Now, a few years back, probably, 15 years ago, they did go instead of from straight up sudden death. If the first team that gets the ball goes down and kicks a field goal, while the other team gets a chance to have their offense come on the field and either tie that field goal or better it with a touchdown. Okay, that was a step in the right direction, but it just sort of stopped there. But like the Chiefs did against the Bills, if that first team scores a touchdown, it's game over. No opportunity for the other side. I don't know if I like that. So what are some of the alternatives that they could do? And if they don't want to do the high school or the college level? Well, they could keep playing until somebody scores. Let them both have at least one series. If it's still tied, just keep playing until, get to that end of that 10-minute in regular season or 15-minute and keep playing. That's one way to do it. They could, let them have the current, just like the current rules, but maybe have each of them have a possession. So what if Kansas City scored that touchdown? Can Buffalo come out and match scoring that touchdown? Or if they fall short, well, it's game over then. Now we know they both had equal opportunity. I think eventually that's the direction that the NFL is going to go. I think that is probably the best way. You don't want these NFL teams to have start at the opposition's 25-yard line. You don't want them starting at the 10-yard line. But let them have a kick, free kick. Let them get the ball. Let them have a drive. And I think that's the fairest way. And I hope and I think that is what the NFL is going to do. And it may even be this week that they make that decision, and we may see that in the 2022-2023 season. Wouldn't that be interesting? Let's keep our fingers crossed and keep watching the news. That's my take on overtime, and I think it could be much better in the NFL because, boy, We really felt like I said, we felt like we were cheated in that Chiefs-Bills game as a fan. And I think the NFL knows that. What better way to improve the product you have by just tweaking it, just one little rule, and that's on overtime. Hope you enjoyed the show. A little bit of history, but some great things on football rules. Hope you enjoyed it. Give us your feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.